was making fun of you earlier. I let you cough in peace. Figure out where is. Listen, I'm high.
Oh my god!
How did I check out? Like, what the fuck?
Hi friends! Hi friends!
Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Sober. This time we got it.
We're sober today, guys. I'm Bree.
I'm Rosie. Nope.
Nope. Usually I'm last.
Oh yeah.
She's Bree.
I'm Bree.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Rosie.
She said nope. I was like, what?
Okay.
Who are you today?
Let's open our cans, shall we?
We'll explain. Wait.
Oh, this is
so good. Okay, sorry.
Three, two, one.
Cheers.
Woo!
Cheers. Ooh. Oh. I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Low key, I don't know if it's just my imagination, but I taste the THC.
You can taste it.
Oh my god, that's fucking scary, dude. I'm fucking scared right now. You can taste it. It tastes like an edible that's giving me like fucking terrible flashbacks.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Oh, I feel like we could talk about that since we're on.
Sorry,
we could cut this apart now. That was just a thought I had.
Okay, this is cold. I need to get something for these drinks.
I know, we need sleeves. But even like this regular sleeves, I think this is too small. Look at how tiny this is, guys. I could grab it with my hand.
Who's going to introduce the drink?
Oh. I didn't do my research.
Today we're drinking. Breeze. These are another functional beverage, but this one is a little different because this one has 2.5 milligrams of THC, 5 milligrams of CBD, and lion's mane. It says microdose cannabis and mushrooms in a can. Mm-hmm. It also says you may feel happier and more social, calm and clear. Brighter colors, louder laughter, and tastier snacks are often reported.
No hangovers, no regrets.
Mm-hmm. Made in USA from domestically grown and crafted extracted cannabis and lion's mane.
We love all this information.
30 calories, zero fat, zero sodium, zero carbs, 8 grams of sugar.
Okay,
that's kind of is that a lot of sugar for a little can like this?
Yeah, for this little tiny thing.
This flavor is lemon elder flower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's lemon elder flower. They're all the same flavor. These motherfuckers are expensive.
This tiny, tiny little thing.
In total.
I don't think they could see how tiny it is.
It's 7.5 ounces, okay?
It's like a little bit. Mm-hmm. Bigger than the palm of my hand.
Mm-hmm. Barely.
Slightly bigger.
So for a 6-pack of these, we had to order them from the website. There's shipping fees and all of that. The total for a 6-pack was 57 and change. So.
Yeah. And I paid you for that?
You did, yeah.
For real.
And
then when she got the package, she didn't even know it was the drinks, first of all.
It's tiny
the box was.
I didn't know that there were going to be small cans. I thought we were ordering regular cans. But anyways, I am pretty scared about this one because THC and me don't get along. So, I mean, it is only 2.5 milligrams, but it tastes like an edible when you drink it.
It does.
It's really freaking me out. It's kind of good, but then I get like
the aftertaste.
The really, really heavy, like, weed aftertaste.
Yeah.
I already feel it.
No,
I'm
just kidding. No, yeah.
It's literally, it's kind of nostalgic.
Yeah.
Because it tastes like, it tastes like homemade, like, edibles that I can think of.
Like the ending taste of a brownie.
Yeah, like a cupcake that I tried
it doesn't
once.
Taste the best, I'm gonna say that. Like it's not yummy.
Yeah, you taste the weed.
It tastes like weed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like weed straight up.
Weed with like lemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The can, beautiful.
Yes, the can is so I think that's what got us. The website, beautiful. Breeze, this was originally gonna be for my birthday episode, but it didn't get here on time, and I was like, Breeze for Bree. Wait,
yeah, it would have been perfect.
But it's time.
Everything
happens for a reason.
Do you want me to read off the website? Yeah. Or? Okay. Really quickly, it says, drinking has evolved. THC, CBD, and lion's mane harmonize to elevate every moment. I already read the brighter colors thing. And then it says, is it legal? Yes, it is legal. Okay. On the frequently asked questions, it says, will I get anxious or paranoid? Which is me right now. And it says, highly unlikely. Due to our unique addition of lion's mane extract, our microdosed approach to THC, and our rapid absorption micronization process, we've created what we see as a solution to a bad edible trip. I am really, really, really going to fucking see that claim because all I have is bad edible experiences. So, yeah.
Do you know that they have a double, which is twice the amount as this, but I think this is okay for us because we're already scared.
Yeah.
But yes, they do have a double one, but I'm pretty sure it's probably twice as the
price. Like a bigger can?
Yeah. They also have different, flavors, it looks like.
It's a it's called Flow.
Yeah,
I think it's a bit different. I don't know why it doesn't let me kick it though.
I know. I'm having a hard time too. There are other options, but right now
this is called Flow, a functional beverage. What does it have? It just has lion's mane, cocoa, black seed oil, and L-theanine. It's THC and CBD free.
Oh, so we should have done that one.
Maybe.
Well, so that one's more, I guess, like the ones we've tried
before. Yeah, really being social and uplifting. Yeah, that's probably one we should have tried.
There's another one on here that's, it just says lion's mane. But it also has THC, lion's mane. Whatever, this is too much for me to read. But there's other options if you guys are interested. And it's just pricey.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
So we'll see. Yeah. Okay. Today, I think we're mostly just going to recap our dry January so far. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions. No.
Everything.
And then we have a couple other little things planned, right?
Yeah.
Into our favorites. And then if we have time, maybe we could talk about edible stories.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Get into it. Yeah.
I am cold.
Freezing.
Like Bibber did not come keep me warm.
Oh.
He's on the ground.
Okay.
My cardigan's right there.
What do we do first? Dry January?
Yes, dry January.
Today is currently the 21st of January, so we're almost, we're more than halfway through. Mm-hmm. We're almost to the end. How do we feel?
I feel good. I've had two social events that I went to without drinking. No, actually three. Three. The first one that I went to was a ska show, and it was my first ska show ever. And I don't know, I was also like not in my best mentally. So going to be social in an environment that I don't know if I'm even into was a bit anxiety inducing. And I found myself being like, God damn, I couldn't use a drink right now. but once I went, I honestly enjoyed it so much. And I was fine. But yeah, I did find myself getting a bit of anxiety of the what ifs, you know? But once being there, I was like, and seeing everyone else drunk as fuck, throwing up, I was like, I'm so happy.
Dang.
Yeah.
I can relate to that too.
Yeah.
I went out a couple times already too. And yeah, I think the thought of it is worse than anything. Just the, like, oh fuck, like, I'm gonna have to say no to people. But actually, I haven't really felt very pressured. And, you know, before I was like, I just feel awkward when I don't have a drink in my hand. But I've gotten past that. Mm-hmm. It's not that serious. Bri and I recently went to the bar. We were like, let's go dance. We want to go dance at the bar. We did that.
Sober. And we had so much fun.
We were so observant of everything around us.
Yeah,
like,
we were.
We were just tripping out on things that I would have not noticed before.
Yeah.
And then also, like, I don't know if a lot of people are doing Dry January or what the fuck was going on. But at one point, because I was like, dude, it's not even that awkward not having a drink in my hand. Yeah. I look around the dance floor and there was not a single person with a drink in their hand. And I was like, just dancing. I was like, wait, what the fuck? Nobody has a drink in their hand. Like, are we all on Dry January right now?
They dropped their drinks.
Yeah. after a little while, I started seeing people with drinks. Yeah, but at that moment, there was nobody. And I'm like, that is so weird. Like, mm-hmm. what is happening?
No, yeah.
But yeah, it was totally fine.
You're still hyping the girlies up. Like, yeah. Nothing
was different. Nothing was different except for the fact that I didn't wake up hungover. And I didn't spend a dollar. Yes. I was able to drive. Mm-hmm. And I didn't buy a drink. Mm-hmm. And I had fun. Yeah. I would love to do it again.
I think that's the thing that we talked about, like, trying to go forward with having more sober nights and just, like, being okay with it. Like, I think we proved something to ourselves and we're like, mm-hmm. okay, we could do this. The only thing I will say, when you're not, like, drunk, when you're drunk, any music works, anything will work, you're vibing no matter what. When you're sober, I feel like you're a little more picky, at least for me. I'm like, when the music's not hitting, it's not hitting. Like I don't have the alcohol to, like, drown that away.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Like, when with the...
Like, for where we were, like, I guess club hopping? Mm-hmm. Bar hopping? But, like, the music just was not it. And, like, you could see people, like, vibing because, like, you know, they're drinking, they're drunk, they're jumping up and down. And it was just so hard to, like, vibe because it wasn't the music I wanted.
Yeah.
So that's the only, like, thing. It's like, fuck. Like, you have to really, it's harder to find those places to actually vibe to.
That's true.
When you're sober.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
My experience. I feel like I haven't gone out like you guys have. Yeah. I think my thing is more like after work. Sometimes mm-hmm. I really want to unwind with mm-hmm. alcohol, which I know isn't necessarily the healthiest thing. Mm-hmm. But like particularly like after like Esme's down, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to have a drink. Like I'm going to like relax, like mm-hmm. watch a show and just like go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of like find myself like, what do I do? I do like stay up longer though. Because I feel like alcohol like...
Oh, yeah.
Helps me go to sleep, mm-hmm. which, again, I'm sure I can find, like, more productive and, like, healthier methods of going to sleep, like, other than alcohol. Yeah, but I'll just be, like, oh, like, what do I do? Also, just feel like, in general, I feel more like a clear mind. Because, alcohol kind of, like, messes with you, like, mentally and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've felt more productive in general, I guess, this month.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen the TikToks, I feel really productive right now.
Yeah, Bree's on a roll right now with our socials.
It feels really nice just, like, waking up Saturday morning or waking up Sunday morning and not feeling hungover. And you have this whole day to do stuff.
Because even if, like, you necessarily, like, don't wake up hungover, like, the, like... You still wake up, like, a little, like, sluggish or whatnot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too, because I've gone out and stayed out till, like, 3 a.m.-ish, 2 a.m.-ish, 4 a.m.-ish.
Yeah.
And I still wake up the next day, and I feel fucking good, and I'm like, dude, like, I could get used to this.
Yeah.
I really like that part, that I'm not waking up. And, yeah, I don't necessarily feel hungover, but, like, I'll feel like I need more sleep all the time. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm not feeling that, so that's cool.
Yeah,
I like that. I think I made a couple of notes, and I wrote them like after I came home from like going out. So okay, so I just wrote I am now feeling more comfortable like in social settings while being sober, because that was like my biggest thing. Being able to drive, I'm saving money on Ubers right now. And that's really cool.
Saving money on drinks.
I don't know if I'm saving money on drinks when we're buying $60 drinks like this.
Yeah, but this is a podcast, but for like nights out.
And yeah, so I think I mentioned to you guys that like now that I'm like really getting used to like just hanging out without drinking, even these drinks kind of seem unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just like, dude, they're a waste of calories and money and all those things. So yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's where I've been. So on the last episode, I said, like, oh, let's see how far I can go. And I'm already, like, I have a Kings game. Like, in the first week of February. And I kind of want to drink for that. But then I'm like, we'll see. We'll see if I can keep up my sobriety.
You just never drink again, then.
That would be amazing.
That'd be wild.
Imagine.
It could happen. Yeah, possible.
Say goodbye to the podcast now.
It's just you won't review them.
Yeah, I'll just be here to talk, to chit chat.
Oh yeah, I feel like I haven't started my health journey, but I'm planning to. Like, this is like my first day
I'm where I'm easing into
healthy.
It.
Yeah, I'm eating healthy, but yeah, I feel like I kind of want to stick to just drinking in the podcast, other than like big events, you know, like, because we start having like random little side quests and events. I'm like, it's not necessary to drink. And also, I want to call us out on one thing. Sometimes we get two drinks, like two packs of drinks, because there's only a four pack of one. And I'm like, why do we do that? Yeah. Like, we don't have to keep drinking. It's just because we want a drink in our hand. Mm-hmm. So
you're so right.
Yeah, I feel like we could just do the four pack. Each of us gets a drink.
Those are dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, be more, that's just mindful. One advice. Mindful, a little more mindful.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I do feel like things will be a little different after this. So hopefully I don't just fucking spiral. That's one thing that I did want to talk about too. Like, in the first like week or two, my mind was like doing some weird shit to me, because I wasn't even like necessarily craving or feeling to drink, but like in my head I'm like, do I want to smoke weed today? I literally don't smoke weed, and I don't like smoking weed. But then like it started crossing my head, and I'm like, I want to do something stupid.
Like, you're chasing that buzz somehow, that
feeling is gone.
Yeah.
But in the very beginning, I was just like,
that's how I kind of felt.
What can I get into?
when my first outing, I was like, I feel like I need something.
It wasn't even like an outing though. Like, it was just like my mental state. I wasn't even going out. I was just like, in my head, I'm like, maybe I'll smoke weed soon. But I changed my mind. Got past that one. Yeah, well, I don't necessarily want to do this. I'm just doing this for the plot. I'm so dead. But yeah. Okay. We can move on, I think.
Yeah. I feel like I had to say something. I totally forgot. Oh, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode with Michael. We really enjoyed it. And I'm just like so proud of us, because we were so nervous. Having guests is so scary, but I think it flowed so well.
Having guests is scary. Having guests while sober is scarier.
Yes, that's one thing I feel like none of us thought we'd be able to do.
And on top of that, it was with somebody that we're not like 100% comfortable. None of us know him that well. That
deeply, yeah.
So it was like a new person, sober, and you know, having them on the podcast, so that was very, very high anxiety for us. But I think that we fucking killed it.
We
and
did.
Michael did amazing, Michael and killed it, yeah. It's probably my favorite episode right now, because it's important. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's really, really important, and yeah, it's just, I feel like it could help so many people, and I really liked it. Mm-hmm. Proud of us for doing that.
Yeah,
and happy we did that.
Yes, yes, yes. Me too.
Yeah, if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. Give us a like, give us a subscribe. Okay, bye. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Subscribe, like, comment.
Thank you guys for 100 subscribers.
Finally.
We got, yes.
Oh my God.
101?
We're at 103.
103?
We're at 103.
My sister's one of those last ones, because I was bugging her when we were on the road.
Be subscribed?
Literally, and I was like, are you not subscribed? She's like, no, and I'm like, subscribe.
It'd be your own family.
It'd be your own family.
It'd be you. I was like,
it'd be me.
It was her. She's like, I realized I didn't subscribe.
It's okay, I did. I was the 101.
I'm dead.
Your sister was the 103.
You know, it's because I'm on the actual Sorry We're Drunk page all the time.
How did my sister subscribe? No, I think she subscribed before you.
That's so funny.
That's crazy.
Okay, but we did make it. So now we, you know, let's bask in the 100 for a while, but then we need to set another goal.
Yes.
300.
I feel like we could double it, right?
Right.
From last year. So 200 more.
200 more. Yeah.
Doable.
By the end of the year.
Yeah. I think it's doable.
I think it's doable.
Yeah, because like, if you really think about
by
it,
the end of the year.
We're gonna get momentum, I would hope.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, 500. We need 500.
Yeah. We did a vision board, guys, and that vlog will be...
Duh. We should have brought it.
Yeah. But they have to watch the vlog.
Okay.
Watch the vlog. But yeah. Dun, dun, we're gonna start doing more vlogs more.
Hee hee.
We're growing, guys. We're growing.
we're growing here and we're growing here.
And growing here.
Yes. Okay. Next. We thought it would be a cool idea to, or I think Cindy did. Let's give credit where credit is due. Cindy thought of this idea of us talking about, like, our favorites.
Yeah.
Whether that be makeup, music, TV shows, products, whatever. Mm-hmm. We just kind of want to talk about some stuff that we have
been into lately.
Liking.
I used to watch YouTube videos of, like, my favorite YouTubers' favorites. The favorites videos were the best. It reminds me of old YouTube. So this is really nostalgic for me. I'm really excited. I'm like, I'm a YouTuber now.
We are just living our little influencer life.
Yeah. All right.
Honestly, I don't have very much to talk about, but I have just a few things. But you guys can start.
Can you have me my bag?
Yeah. Does anyone feel anything yet?
I don't know if it's placebo, you know?
I'm thinking it's definitely placebo for me because I'm starting to get paranoid.
Oh, near.
Just because I think it's placebo. No, it's definitely just me thinking about it, and I'm like, fuck, what am I doing?
Okay, I brought samples. Nah.
I think we all did.
I have got one sample. I'm pissed.
Oh my god. My makeup bag that here.
It's so cute.
I got for Christmas.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry. Hold on. Let me kick this dog out. All right. Cindy's favorite. What are we going to start with? Makeup?
Yes.
Makeup favorite.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so first I want to talk about lip products.
Ooh.
And I feel like this might be a little gross. But I pulled out all my old ass MAC lipsticks and they still work.
No,
so
yeah.
I'm using them again, okay?
I
use old shit.
Yeah, I've been using my same MACs from middle school.
Yeah, so no, I like, okay, so I pulled some out and some of them had like moisture coming out of them, but I was like, that's not mold. So
we're good.
This is Please Me.
Oh.
I think Sore lip pencil. But listen, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I got my lips done.
Oh my god. You know what? I thought you were just doing some magic with that. With
no,
that
for real. Because
the lip liner, because I was like,
literally, as you were talking about your lipstick right now, I was looking at your lips. No. And I'm like, oh, she is doing
when I was
new.
Editing the video. Wait, what was it recently? Was it at Michael's episode? Did you already have him done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while now.
I was editing. I was like, damn, her lips look good. I need to ask for that lip combo. Okay, Cindy.
So, yeah. I've been, like, back on my lipstick craze. Okay. And, yeah.
I love it.
And on that topic, lip scrub.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And I want to hype up the one from Lush because I haven't tried that many, so I'm not a connoisseur when it comes to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried the Jeffree Star one, and I felt like that one was like,
it's hard, no,
like too thick,
yeah,
like or like the chunks. Like, does it smell good? Yes,
mm-hmm.
But I feel like the granules were too thick. But this is like a little finer, and it's edible, so you can like if you like gets in your mouth, it's fine.
Oh no way!
Yeah, because it's sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So is the Jeffree Star one.
Yeah, what? But
it's all thick.
This one feels a little bit more natural.
Yeah, I just recently pulled out my lip scrub
animal testing
for the first time in a while. Mm-hmm. I know I should be doing it more, but I'd be forgetting.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a Jeffree Star one, and I'm like, this shit is good. Like, it's coarse.
Yeah.
I use the Kilsh one. It's the only one I've known, and it's pretty fine too. So I like it. But I've heard good things about the Lush brand.
Yeah, I like Lush every so often for certain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I want to talk about, I've been obsessed with blushes.
Ooh,
so
I need a new blush because
I have a bunch of blushes, but these are just the ones I brought with me.
Wait, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm okay, excited. So this one's like a stamp, dude. It's from Kaja.
That looks so familiar. Is it a
and you just go,
that's so cute.
Yeah, I've been obsessed with this, particularly like before I do my powder. It's nice.
Mm.
And then I've been obsessed with Fui. I think that's how you say it. Fui.
Fui? I've never heard of it.
Fwee. It's a Korean brand, and it's like a little bouncy like cream mousse moment.
Ooh.
And it's pretty nice. I got suckered into this by TikTok. So
okay,
shout out TikTok.
Wait, it's so cute.
TikTok is still here. So
yes, it's woo! Back, baby. It's back.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are my makeup favorites. Oh, and my powder. My holy grail.
What powder is that?
Charlotte Tilbury. I like, yeah.
Can this I see stuff the color?
Does not cake my under eyes, and I feel like that's. I'm a medium. This is medium, weirdly enough.
Okay. That's pretty light medium.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, very nice.
I need a new blush. The blush that I was using forever, I forgot the exact name, but I'll put it on the screen. But that blush, it's no longer there.
Is it the Huda
from where?
No, that was your
bronzer.
Oh.
From MAC. And it was like the only blush that was like, it was just like, it was not too pinkish. Like, it was just like, it looked like a natural blush for me. And I miss it. And I use it all. But I need to find a new one. I've been using another MAC one, but it's a little too bright, at least for like every day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I never use blush. I just recently started trying
to. And I love it on her.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Like, it brings life back to you. Like, you
I look feel alive. Like it's very dramatic for me, but also like I know that I never really have color on my face, so that's probably why like it looks different for me. But yeah, I actually don't know how to apply it. I'm working on
no,
it.
No, I think you did amazing.
I feel like there's no wrong, thanks. No right or wrong.
And
way.
This blush that I have on right now is the one from TikTok that is starts off black and then it comes out pink.
Oh, what?
My mommy gave it to me.
That's interesting.
Wait, it's so bright.
I want to see that process.
You literally just put it on your fucking brush and it turns pink. I don't understand it.
Oh, I think she showed me that.
Yeah, it's like bright though. I feel like witchcraft? It's bright.
It looks good.
I put it under my powder as well, and then I put my powder over to lighten it a little bit.
Okay, blend it in.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Okay, skincare, I have two things. Gua sha? Lymphatic drainage.
Are we on skincare? I thought we were on makeup still.
Oh, skincare. Oh, do you have skincare?
No. I thought we were going it's down
skin,
makeup.
It's skincare / makeup.
Did you do? Oh, they're on the same category?
Yeah, I like didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could,
sorry.
It's fine. I already went on enough.
Okay. No, it's fine. I'm learning so much.
I know. I mean, if you have anything.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
So skincare. Gua sha. I've been using my gua sha recently. I mean, I've seen like there was a whole trend and like how people were like transforming the face and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've been consistent with it. I've been liking it so far. But I will let you know if there's any change I feel. But I have been a bit more consistent with it. It's part of my routine now. So I'm excited for that. And sunscreen. This is my favorite sunscreen ever. I've tried other sunscreens. I haven't tried the ordinary sunscreen. And it's just, sometimes they're just too thick. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, it bothers my skin. Like, when I'm about to put makeup on top of it. This is the only one that is.
Ooh, I heard of her. She's pricey, huh?
She's a little pricey. I heard of her. But it lasts me forever. And it's called Elta MD Skincare UV Clear.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of dermatologists on TikTok
rave about this. Yes, it's a hit. And it doesn't cause you to break out or anything. It's super, super light. But, you know, yeah, that's what I use. Sunscreen before anything. But, yeah, that's for me for skincare. For makeup. Honestly, I think we're going to have the same one. One of the same ones.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
But the One Size Setting Spray, I feel like we all love. I think that's like my number one go-to. I just don't... I'm trying to figure out if I like the primer One Size and the powder. I feel like maybe it was just the hype that I was like, okay, I needed to get all these products. Because if the setting spray is that good, like, let me try everything else.
Right.
But I don't love the products. Like, I don't know. The setting spray, hell yeah. But the other ones, I'm like...
There's different primers.
Yeah, I tried both, and I don't know if I'm impatient with it, because I know the pink one you have to let dry. If not, you feel like the grayness come off. I don't know if I'm impatient, but I'm always like running, you know, I need to go. So maybe it's just not for me. And then the other one, the oil sucker, it's just too dry for my skin. That should... It's too much for me. But they do
you
say
that
you
probably don't have oily skin.
Yeah. But they say like my T-zone's kind of oily. They
You're probably
say,
a combination then.
Yeah. They say to put the oil sucker on the combination part, and then but even then I think it's too dry for me. So or I just don't like how it makes me feel. It just like feels
it
too
tightens
firm.
Your face.
Yeah, I just don't like the feeling. I don't know.
Go ahead, because I'm gonna talk about that one too. So I'll talk about it when it's my turn.
And then the last one is the self adhesive. Lashes. First, we were raving about the lash strips. When I found that out, oh yes, the Lily ones. Me and Rosie cannot put lashes for the life of us. We have to have Cindy. We have to have any other girl help us, because we don't grow that hard, you know. wee wee wee. But yeah, we'd be just struggling, and honestly, mm-hmm. I started getting better, but then I found these, and I was like, oh hell yeah. And then I tried it, and it was so easy. You could keep putting it up and down and messing around with it, mm-hmm. and all the good stuff. Yeah, I really recommend it. But then I found the clusters, mm-hmm. and those go under your eyelashes. I'm wearing them now. Don't look too close, because mm-hmm. I'm still trying mm-hmm. to figure out like the mapping, because I've never like mapped eyelashes before with the different sizes. Mm-hmm. Still trying to figure that out, but it's also super, super easy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that, and it just scares me, because I'm like, what if I get that glue in my eye?
But when it's is it self-adhesive though?
Okay, so oh, the clusters, the ones that we got from Marshall's,
so yeah. you're not using those that, are glue. Like...
No. I don't put
there's
glue
no
on
glue
it.
On it. Yeah. Oh, okay, no, the self the ones that we got from Marshall's, I do think that there is a glue on there. The ones that are self-adhesive, they're not glue. They you could keep they're like yeah. some reactive thing that happens when it touches your skin that makes the them heat. Stick, but there's not glue the on there. You don't put glue.
Yeah.
And like, how many times can you use those?
So the that's the only thing, the clusters, I don't think it's that same technology as the Lily lashes.
Yeah, that's what
these
I'm saying.
These are just, I think it's a one-time thing, because I think it is regular glue. That's the only complaint I do have. If they make a technology like Lily's lashes, we will be able to use it more than once.
The Lily lashes say that you can use them. It says, to extend the life of the lashes beyond 3 to 5 wears, use our brush-on lash adhesive. So they say 3 to 5 wears, but I've definitely wore these more than 5 times.
As long as you keep them clean and just
and put the last time that I wore them, or I tried to wear them, they weren't sticking, and I realized that there was makeup all over them.
Yeah.
So I just cleaned them, and I'm going to try them again and see what happens. Because, this is the only way I can wear lashes. Yeah. I don't know how to fucking put lashes on for shit.
And that's all for me.
Okay, mine's gonna be very short, especially because you already said
it. I know we have a lot of this,
but it's fine. So Lily lashes, definitely favorites, been favorites for a while. The one size, oh, I didn't bring the other one, but I did bring the powder. I do like this powder. For me, it works. I think it's... Mm-hmm. I do want to try the kimchi one, though, because TikTok is selling the fuck out of that one for me. But this shit works for me. It's, the best one that I've tried in a while, and I've been using it consistently, so, yeah. And I do... The one size primer, the oil-sucking one, is my favorite.
Is that the one that comes in, like, the toothpaste-looking
thing? Yeah, like, white tube. I should have brought it.
I have the other one, but
the pink
I haven't
one.
Used it in years.
I had the pink one. It was okay, but the oil-sucking one, it does work for me. Like, yeah, I notice if I put it in an area where my skin is dry, it's terrible. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's flaky. Like, it's bad. But same thing. Like, I'll put it here and around my nose and then even, like, on my chin. And that shit works. And I have many times gotten drunk falling asleep with the full beat with... The lashes as well. And everything is not moved at all the next day. Like, I've done that quite a few times, so I could definitely vouch for that.
And I will say, my mom loves the primer. It's just a me thing.
That's what I was going to say.
Her skin is oily, so...
And it does make your face feel tight. Like, it feels like... sometimes, you know, when you do, like, a face mask or something, it tightens your face?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Last favorite. compliments of Nina Poole.
Mm-hmm.
Thayers?
Thayers?
Mm-hmm.
This is just a freaking cleanser, but it has aloe vera and hyaluronic acid. And Nina Poole from TikTok, do you know who she is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. She recommended... I can't talk good right now.
She's... autistic person.
Yes.
And she looks at the ingredients of various products,
mm-hmm.
and finds you dupes.
And she also just, like, you know, she knows what each ingredient does, so she can recommend the best thing for, like, your skin and shit. So she recommended that along with an oil. I ordered the same exact oil because I want good skin too, but it hasn't come yet.
My mom has the
it's same, on back order.
The same brand, the toner. The Thayer's toner.
Yeah, I've used
heard
the toner.
Toner's bad, though.
I've used the toner before, and I didn't like it.
I heard witch hazel's bad for your face.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, we'll see. I do like how it makes, I just started using it like maybe a week now. I like how my face feels after. I don't know if it's going to make a difference or not, but we'll see.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, next.
Should you open her drink?
I just did, sorry.
Oh, dang.
I gave you another one.
Oh. I want to, like, speak on, like, what you were talking about, the oil stuff. Like, I actually, like, I've been vibing with oil cleansing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's done really good for my skin. Like, particularly, like, my nose, I've noticed less of, like, those little, like, sebaceous filaments.
Yeah.
And I would really notice it when I would put, like, makeup on, like, particularly, like, foundation and then powder. I could, like,
see where I'm at right now.
Bumpies. And I don't have that anymore.
What is oil cleansing?
What oil do you use?
I use a Korean brand.
We have all these questions.
I think it's called...
Just...
I think it's A... U-N-A, Una, Anna, something like that. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. But yeah, just any oil cleanse, it really will work. But yeah, I'm vibing with that. But pretty much the whole concept, and like Nina Poole also explained it, is that like oil gets rid of oil.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like if you're like massaging it into the skin, it starts kind of like coming up to the surface. And with time, like, your pores also kind of start, like, tightening up because there's not stuff constantly filling them and stuff like that, so.
Okay, question. Do you do the oil cleanse and then do, like, a regular face
wash? Yeah. So it's called a double cleanse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pretty much oil cleanse and then follow up with your favorite, like, cleanser, yeah.
Is it, like, a specific type of oil? Like a, they have moringa oil. They have like.
That's a good question that I do not know.
Because I've been using moringa oil for the gua sha, but I heard it's good for your face to like reduce like any pigmentation or dark spots in your face. So I've been using that as like my glide for the gua sha. But I wonder if
you
I
could probably use that. You could probably use that too. Just like, you know, instead massage of it like in. Maybe, I don't know what you would do before the gua sha first or the massaging first, but yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure, I mean, it's just literally, like, an oil. Because what she did, too, and, well, Nina Poole in that video, she put, like, a little, like tissue paper or something to, like, really, like, have that nose marinate.
Yeah.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah. And she showed her before and after, like, right then and there.
Oh, that's you guys need to send me the fix.
So, I literally bought the two products that she, or she, I think she has three, one of them being the, like, the last optional one. I ordered the first two, which is the oil, and that's the cleanser that she uses. So the oil that she recommends is Palmer's Cocoa Butter Formula.
It's not what I use. But.
I'm just saying because this is the one that she talks about.
Cocoa Butter Formula.
It's just a cleansing oil.
Oh, it is for the face, though. For some reason, I thought it was body oil, and I'm like, yo!
Because it's called Palmer's.
I'm used to Palmer's being like the cocoa butter lotion.
Yeah. It says grapeseed jojoba.
Jojoba
and rosehip oils and vitamin C.
Yeah, that's also good for hair growth.
So, yeah.
I have that.
I'm excited to try this because Nina Poole said too.
I said back order because Nina Poole said
it's literally taking forever to get here because of Nina Poole.
Next. We love skincare. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so for apparel and fashion, I want to mention I got some new Uggs this Christmas season. I got the Uggs. I'm not wearing them.
I'm like, did you wear them yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, for the...
I didn't know.
The vision board.
The vision board, yeah.
Yeah, I complimented them. They were so
they're
cute.
They're called the Taz slippers or whatever. I'm obsessed. They're super comfortable.
They look so cute.
I like anything platform now. Like, I need a platform shoe.
Yeah.
And it has a platform, so I'm, like, vibing with that. Shout out to Yancy for getting me those.
Aww.
But the other thing I want to mention, which I feel like we all wear, is our Uggs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and mainly just because I have matching Uggs with Esme. And
you mean Crocs?
Yes. Sorry, I'm, like, going all over the place.
Oh, wait.
I'm high. Crocs. I have matching Crocs with Esme.
Yeah.
I think it's super cute. And they make, like, every shoe, like, style.
Yeah.
Really?
It's insane.
I know. I want the freaking platform sandal ones that they have. They're, like,
I don't know if I can commit to those, though.
They have strappies on them. Because I wanted the dock ones for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I never ordered them. But now I'm, like, kind of looking at those.
Yeah, they make, like, a bunch of different slippers. I got some slippers too for like the house. I'm like, Yeah. I said Uggs again.
Yeah. Are we high right now?
I thought you really meant Uggs.
No, yeah, no, because no, they, no. Me too, because they have slippers.
Cut the cameras. Yo.
Yo.
After I just said, I have a clear mind. I think this is starting to do a little something. Because wait, I meant to say I got Croc slippers. And it's funny because after I asked for those for Christmas, I kept getting like other versions of like slippers they make. And I'm like, how many slippers? They have like fuzzy lion slippers, fuzzy outside slippers. I'm like,
yo. They also have like boots now.
They have everything. Yeah, literally everything.
I do not own Uggs. I know.
I said, take another drink. Aid, does anybody hear the ice cream truck outside?
Dude, the fact I fucking repeated it in my head. Crocs, Crocs, Crocs. I don't own Crocs. I don't own Crocs, guys.
You don't?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I own Uggs. I do own Uggs.
Yeah. I feel like I for I never a long got time a was against them because I was like, they're ugly.
Yeah,
they're ugly.
Yeah.
But they've grown on me.
Yeah.
Like, they're so comfortable.
Yeah.
Did you buy your first pair or were you gifted your first pair?
I bought my first pair. I actually, you know, I bought them when I was pregnant and like freaking feet were swollen.
Yeah.
And I was able to slip into those.
You said, let me try these though.
Yeah. And I would wear, that's when I started wearing them to work because that's where I would see them mostly.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, like, I couldn't wear, like, sneakers anymore, so I bought that first pair, and I just kept buying more.
Yeah, I went through a very heavy Croc stage for a while. Now, I still love them. I just don't wear them to work anymore, only because sometimes I trip. I trip on the hospital floors, and I'm like, if I fall while wearing these Crocs, I'm probably going to get in trouble for wearing the Crocs.
Right,
yeah. And also, like, it is kind of a dirty environment that I work in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, stuff splashes and shit. So I'm like, the closed-toe ones, after a while, I'm just like, yeah, I think I'm just going to wear sneakers to school.
To school? What?
School.
To work.
I was like, what? I missed a chapter.
You go to school?
I was like, wait, you did not just see a whole new story, and I didn't. How did I check out? Like, what the fuck?
Oh my god. I think he's having a bad time. Cheers.
Oh my god.
You know
what? For some reason. Hold on.
I'm gonna say a random ass thing right now.
Go ahead.
Sometimes when you talk, friend, I think you're about to cry. I think it's your regular voice, though. Like, it's, like, cracky. Like, you just...
Oh, it's because I just had a cough attack.
No, is that worse? Yeah, you're a little cracky.
You're a little cracky voice.
Because right now when you started talking, I was like, you're crying? She's like, yeah, I started wearing Crocs at a very young age.
I went through a very heavy Croc stage.
And I was like, is she okay?
God damn.
Yo.
Sometimes I have a shaky voice. No. I was going to say that I think laughing made me feel something more. Like, laughing activated something.
Interesting.
Anyways.
The last thing I wanted to mention, I have another sample of.
Hey.
This is going to be hard, though. It's my...
Bagu!
So adorable!
Dude, I'm addicted, okay? And I'm trying, like, to chill, okay? Because they're honestly not the cheapest.
Yeah.
Like, especially because it's, like, the material it's made of.
So, tell us a little bit more about Bagus, because I'm not...
Girl, I don't know the history like that. They make, like... I don't know what the material is. I should have done my homework. But it's, like... Feel it. It's, like... I don't know.
What's the hype? Let me see.
Like, I mean, they're just beautiful, I don't know what this material is, like, but, like, it's supposed to be recycled, vegan, all that stuff.
Okay.
It's and like it's very lightweight.
Feels like a backpack.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they just have, like, so many different styles, so many different colors. They make, like, other things, too. Like, they make, like, packing cubes, reusable bags that you can, you know, do your shopping in.
That's literally the only thing I know about Baggu is that they, I thought that's all they made. I didn't know that.
No, they they have backpacks, they have fanny packs, they have different types of purses, crossbody bags. Yeah, this was like a particular, what is it called? The
design?
No. A collaboration they had with an artist. So they have a few different designs for that. Yeah, yeah. But then they have like your basic like blacks, browns, some like other like different
it's nice, it's like poppy too.
Colors too, muted colors. Mm-hmm. They've done collabs with Hello Kitty. They did a Snoopy collab. They sponsor me.
Yeah, no, please do.
Hello.
But yeah, I'm obsessed. I bought a few freaking. My sister bought a bag because I kept pulling up to the house with different hands. And yeah.
I like that one. I like this strap.
I love the design. I'm not going to lie. I am going to look at the website later.
Yeah.
Because I never
they're about.
I just know them for their reusable bags for some reason.
If you're going to, I would say splurge because like I said, they're not like, they're not expensive. They're not like $200, $300, but they range in like the 60s, 80s, depending on like what style you're getting. So they're not like.
They're not like $10 cheap.
Your Coach bag, but they're not cheap either. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Treat yourself though. Treat yourself. Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Me to myself every day.
Yeah. And that is my TED Talk on apparel and fashion.
Fashion. Okay. Love that.
Thank you. I'm freezing to death.
I know. I got cold in here.
I'm surprisingly like warmer. Yeah. Except for my hands.
Yeah,
my hands. I'm also wearing a cardigan.
So. Yeah.
I need to put this on mute on my lap.
Okay. So, for me, apparel and fashion, I've been really into baggy jeans. I'm not wearing, like, baggy jeans, but, like, I've been into straight leg baggy jeans. And I say that because I feel like I went through a phase of, like, bell bottoms or, like, flared jeans. Now, I'm my baggy era. I think it's also because I am a little heavier than I was before. So, I feel more comfortable with baggy jeans. Yeah, and I just like the style of it.
The aesthetics is cute.
Like I like your outfit right now because you know it looks just
flowy.
Flowy. I like it.
I'm gonna agree with you on the baggy jeans thing. I'm in that era too. Yeah. And some people tell me that when I wear like my skinny jeans, a lot of people around me, like my mom and my sister, they're like, "You look so much better in those jeans. You look so much skinnier." And I'm like, I feel so much more uncomfortable than that. Right?
No, yeah, I don't feel comfortable. Also, I feel like this is, well, no brainer for you guys, but I mean, for you guys, maybe. I love my earmuffs.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. And I brought samples. So, this one I got for Christmas. It is a Uggs version. It's giving little...
She is so cute every time she puts one on.
And DJ Baby Brie on the 1, 2, 3.
Hey, we like that.
No, that's actually so good.
And then these are like my go-to though. They are from the 99-cent store, super cheap, and honestly the most comfortable fitting earmuffs I've ever found. Also, because it doesn't like bother my head; it just goes straight to my ears.
Oh, revolutionary back moment. I did not know that. That's cool. Yeah. Sickening.
99 cents too. So I just keep buying them, and they have like a bunch of different colors.
Are you laughing at my commentary?
Sickening.
Sickening.
Yeah. And fun fact: I started wearing these in high school, and the first time I went out with them, my ears are cold, and I get ear infections so easily because of the cold.
Oh, damn.
So those earmuffs saved my life, even though it's not that cold out here. But it's cold to me.
It's cold.
No, yeah.
Like, I could put some on right now.
But I remember when I first started wearing them to high school, people would make comments like, "What the fuck is she wearing?" And no I way. Cried. But then Ruben was like, why are you going to, like, care what they say? You don't know them. This and that. And I'm like, you're right. So then I kept wearing them.
That's
so and then now everyone wears them.
Yeah. They're on trend. Guys, I didn't write anything down.
The cold girl vibe?
But I thought of something right now. Just came up with this right now.
My freaking laugh. I cackled.
I have been really, really into these flannel shirts.
I know, we're too.
I think I have them.
She brought a sample.
I did.
I'm so prepared. I think that I have them in every color now. And I'm really obsessed with them. Really because like
it. Where from?
Yeah.
This one is from JCPenney's.
Ooh.
It's Arizona brand.
She got money.
No, JCPenney's actually.
It was a Christmas gift. And we got it 30% off.
Well, if you have like the rewards, dude, like my mom sometimes will get like she got like a pair of shoes for like $5 when it was like originally $60. It's actually crazy.
They do have some stuff is expensive, but if you catch a sale, they're worth it. Mm-hmm. I think these were originally $60 and we got them for like $30.
Yeah.
But for me, that is still expensive. I don't like spending that much money on clothes. But
it's nice, and you can tell it's good quality.
It's warm,
and I love
too.
The color.
Yeah.
It's adorable. But yeah, I have,
the thing of, sorry to cut you off, but, like, I feel like sometimes you have to, like, think about the quality, because I just think back to, like, some of the stuff I own that I got at Ross, and with a few washes,
yeah,
it'll look good. Yeah, so.
That's how I feel.
I don't know if we've, have we talked about this before on the... Because I think we've talked about it in real life. in real life.
What is real life?
Huh? What?
Is this a simulation?
No, like the fact that
did she
I...
just break the simulation?
There's like some things that... Yeah. Because there's a lot of things that I buy that are from Ross and Shein and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But I literally don't intend on keeping them long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just like... But yeah, for certain things, yes. You definitely have to worry about quality.
Yeah. I also I've just been loving the color pink lately. I don't know. It makes my skin. I feel like it makes my skin pop more. So I like how it makes my skin tone look. And last thing, these New Balances. My new shoes. Ooh. I am obsessed with them. They are so comfy. I just love them. Originally, I wanted them for like my workout shoes, but I tried to tights on with them and they look massive. So I don't think I'd be wearing them with tights. They're more of like my baggy jean moment shoes, but they are so comfortable, so I wish I could wear them with. I mean, I can, but
I was gonna say if it was me, I wouldn't care.
I just think it looks funny. I don't know, just
so comfort funny. Over
yeah, New Balances are pretty popular for being comfortable.
I love it. And it has a little splash of pink, a little splash of purple, and they're silver.
Cute. They are cute.
I love it.
Ooh. Adorable.
And that's all for my fashion.
I told you I didn't write anything. I just did the flannel. And that's
I just
it.
Noticed we like skipped your part. And then,
I thought she was done. That's why I started talking.
That's fine.
But now I have nothing. So
you got ahead of yourself. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I did.
For music, let me see. I have two albums that I've been listening to lately. I feel like the first one is an OVO for us Latin babes. I don't know why the accent
Latin
came out.
Babes.
That's not the right accent.
But the Bad Bunny's new album. Yeah. And this one trips me up because it's not... I forgot the name of the album. Debí Tomar Más Fotos. That's not it. It's Debí... I forget what the actual term... Like, it's not like Tomar where, like, you think it's like... Okay, I'm not making sense here.
What? You were. Debi. Keep going.
Debi tirar. There you go. Which, like, throws me off. But in my mind, I always say, like, debi tomar. Like, that's how I sing it, but that's not how it actually goes. So, yeah. But, like, I saw this was trending on TikTok with, like, these really emotional edits. And I'm like... Stop it. And then every time I hear it, it, like, gets me, like, emotional. But now in, like, a little good way. Because I'll be honest, the first few times I was watching those TikToks, I actually cried. Because I'm a pretty, like, emotional girl when it comes to, like, family stuff. And I'd be, like, people posting their grandparents. And I'm like, please stop. And then it got sicker where, like, people were posting about their, like, children that have passed. And I'm like... Yeah, I was like, no. We started. We went heartwarming, and then we just did like heart wrenching.
Yeah.
So yeah, the particular song is like really good. I love it. The rest of the album is interesting too, because like he took a little bit of like a political stance a little bit, where he like literally has a song like I don't remember like the exact title, but it's pretty much saying like. Don't let what happened to Hawaii happen here in Puerto Rico, where it's like mass like colonization and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he has a few little like perreo songs in there, so you know he catered a little bit everywhere.
Arrange.
But yeah, and dang, I feel like I'm starting to feel high now because I'm having to really think.
I'm locking into you, and I realize that I'm like probably like so barefaced. So yeah, conscious. It's okay. We're good. I'm just like.
Yeah, I'm just like.
You're like, why is everyone staring at me? No.
Anyway, it's fine. The Offspring's Supercharged. Ooh, okay. I've been vibing with that. Particularly the song Get Some, because I have a thing where I get obsessed with songs that I feel like sound like they're an opening to an anime. Oh. And that shit sounds like an opening to a badass anime. Yeah. And yeah, the album I love, especially like in the morning or when I'm going to work, because it kind of hypes me up. So yeah,
okay,
and those are my two music faves. I feel like I talked a lot.
No, you actually did
amazing, sweetie.
Yay, A+.
A plus.
She gets a golden star.
So for me, I really had to think hard about this, because I was like, I haven't been listening to music as much as I usually do. Like, ooh. I've been kind of quiet. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm like, I don't know, because of the new year, whatever. I'm trying to get my shit done, and like, I'm like so zoned in that there's like rarely any music around. Like, at least what I've noticed. Like, I haven't had any really music on, but if I have, I've been like playing my Law of Attraction playlist. I like created a playlist that, like whatever the song's talking about, it's like really like. What I would want in my life, and
ooh, yeah, that's cool.
You just like sing it, you know, sing all these songs. That's so I have cool. a whole playlist for that. So that's what I've kind of been repeating. Yeah, and then I've been listening to Muffini again.
What is that?
He's a singer. I don't know. Honestly, I've found never heard
him. Of this person.
I found him. I don't know, honestly, just through, like, Apple Music, but I'm really into his, like, music. It's, like, Afro beats, very, like, calm, but, like, I don't know, very, just, like, chill music, but, like, I don't know, it's a good vibe, it's a good vibe. It was a while since I discovered him, but, I'm starting to listen to that. I feel like I'm in my nostalgic era right now, because I'm also listening to freaking Fergie, like, her, London Bridge album, is it called? But you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Isn't that her only album? Am I tripping out?
I don't think so. I think she
might have another one.
But too. I think that's the most popular.
I think that's the first one, though.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, I just remember getting a CD as a kid and, like.
Yeah, that the little red. Thing. It was, like, red one, right? Yeah, I had that CD, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Dochi. Oh, since I started school again, I used to listen to Dochi every single time going to school. So I played it for good times. And it like put me back on the zone, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not write nothing down, guys. I was like, I've been editing. But I can tell you right now, I have been stuck, and I mean stuck, on the Kendrick album.
Oh yeah.
GNX has been on replay like literally every day. And I mean, like, the whole album.
Yeah.
I skipped, like, two songs, but, I mean, I don't hate them. It's just that they don't put me in the same vibe as the other album, or the other songs on the album. But, yeah, I don't know why. Like, I'm really was trying to think about it. Like, why do I fucking love this album so much? I don't know. It's just a vibe.
Yeah.
It hypes me up.
You do love that album.
I'm obsessed. And the song Luther, like... It made it to my 2024 like favorite songs, and it came out in December.
Oh wow!
So yeah, that shit was on replay times three. Yeah. So besides Kendrick, I pretty much Dochi. I've been really stuck on Stressed again. The song Stressed.
Oh yeah.
It's my favorite Dochi song right now. And other than that, I am in my freaking EDM era.
Oh yeah,
which is kind of like a big deal, because I never listen to that shit outside of a rave. Never. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm like with somebody who's playing it. But now I have like my little SoundCloud, like my little playlist going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know.
She's
I don't
in her rave.
You downloaded the SoundCloud.
I did.
Serious. Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because TikTok, every time I pass through a song that like I, because I'm on Rave Talk too, I guess, because there's just people that are like reacting to fucking drops of songs, and every time I see one that I like, I'm like, save it on SoundCloud. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have a little list bundle. Playlist going.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, that's about it.
So for the shows and stuff, like, are we like giving plot or like are we spoiling stuff?
Oh, well, you can say spoiler alert and then just like.
I would say, how about we don't spoil it, but just, you know, give a little synopsis.
Okay, so for show, both of the ones I chose are on Max, which I've kind of been looking more into, I guess. But, yeah, the first one is called Chimp Crazy, and it's about this lady named Tanya and her love for, like, chimpanzees particularly. She... It kind of starts with this one particular facility, and I don't remember what fucking state, where I guess people really breed chimps and stuff. Like, this lady's working there, and she helps them. She's obsessed with them or whatever. And then I guess, like, PETA gets involved because an employee leaked stuff.
Oh, shit.
And pretty much, you know... PETA comes and raids this place, and one of them goes missing. So the whole like docuseries, I think it's 4 or 5 episode, but it's trying to figure out where is. Whoa! Listen, I'm high. I wasn't making fun of you earlier. I let you cough in peace.
No, that's why I. I would have tried to not react, but I'm high, so.
Finger! She was so quick on it.
She's like, yeah, finger.
She did have a big old smile on her face.
You know what? In my head, I was like, don't say anything. But then my mouth.
You immediately said it. But point is,
I'm so sorry.
It's literally like a whole docuseries of trying to figure out where that chimpanzee is. Chimpanzee. Yeah. That was a lot.
I really hope the camera picked up your snort.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
That shit hurt. I'm so sorry. Okay, I need to chill.
Okay.
Whoa.
So you were saying they were trying to figure out
where the monkey went.
Okay.
And they do, and it's just kind of funny. Or like, what happens? Where did it go? Who knows? That lady, like, if you watch it, like, you'll just think to yourself, like, why does she keep talking to
guilty
these people making this documentary? That's all I want to say, like, because I don't want to spoil it, but like, girl, you're involved in an investigation with PETA. Like, they're talking? Suing you.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to these film crews?
For 5 minutes of fame.
Like, but...
I feel like we have to watch it.
Watch it and we'll comment on it, because I would like to, like... Okay, I would like to have conversations about... Yeah, it was pretty crazy. The other one is called Creature Commandos or whatever. It's like a... little it's kind of like it's DC based, but it's the same concept as like the Suicide Squad, but they're all non-humans. So Amanda Waller sends this group to go do like missions and stuff.
Cool.
But like, they give you like an episode for like each character, and some of their stories you're like, yo, what the fuck. Like, some of them are kind of sad, and I'm like, yeah, but it was a lighthearted moment.
That does sound interesting.
Did you ever watch The Umbrella Academy?
I think I have 2 seasons that I have not finished.
I haven't finished it either.
The one where the 2 schools, well, sorry, no, like the 2 timelines come up. You know what I'm talking about? That one? That's the one that I have not, like, finished. I saw it, like, half of it, but I don't remember, so I would have to start from the beginning.
That's what that reminded me of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to be really boring. So, again, nostalgic. I'm being really nostalgic. I've been going through Raven. That's all Raven. And also, I be just, like, chilling with my mom a lot, and she is stuck on freaking Grey's Anatomy. Oh. But, like, you know, some days, like, I'll join her, and I'm, like, I get really fucking into it, too. I'm, like, oh, shit. Like, who's who? Whatever. She's, like, in season, like, freaking 16.
Like, I think it's still on.
Yes, it is. There's,
like, so many seasons. It is. Yeah.
I may be exaggerating, but she's in a high number. But, yeah, there'll be certain days where I'm just, like, okay, like, I caught the plot line, like, understand these relationships, these dynamics, and then, like, I won't sit with her for the next 2 days, and the third day, I'm, like, sitting down with her, I'm, like, wait, what the fuck, what happened to this person? Wait, she's, like, oh, they died, he moved over here, and now he's with her, and now I'm, like, what the fuck, like, so much happened.
Dang.
But, like, it's interesting, but, I don't, like, bodily fluids and stuff, and they show everything. They show, like, brain and I know it's fake, but, like, yeah.
I never got into Grey's Anatomy, but I feel like I probably would like it.
I definitely
watched it while it was running on TV. Well, it's still running, but I mean, the original first seasons.
My mom, she would always, like, watch it live, but once it went to, like, streaming platforms and stuff like that, she kind of, like, lost it, but now she started from
scratch.
Yeah, from scratch.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would want to do. Yeah.
One thing that it's these YouTubers that I kind of want to mention. They create. They're like filmmakers. They're filmmakers, but they're trying to get, like, growth. You know, they're trying to, like, build up their following, and they're creating movies for these, like, influencers. He made a. Both, there are two guys. I think they're brothers. I think so. Mm-hmm. But they made a movie for Emma Chamberlain. Do you guys know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Emma Chamberlain?
Mm-hmm.
They made a movie for her. They talked to her dad, interviewed her dad. Her dad ended up letting them film their her childhood house. And it's just, like, they went into such detail from interviews, from, like, interviews that she's done, like, live, and collected all that information to create, like, a beautiful little, like, literally, like, I don't know, 2 minute trailer of what a movie would look like. Wow. And it's just, like, so much detail. I see their passion. It's just so freaking good. I'll put it on the screen
because
I forgot, but I'll put it on the screen. But yeah, I think their goal is, like, to make a freaking movie for Mr. Beast, but I'm like, why him? Like, someone else. I have no idea,
because he's huge.
Yeah. Maybe, but I have
not a good person, though.
I don't know who he is. I don't know none of that. But I'm like, I would have wanted to see a 2-hour movie of freaking Emma Chamberlain, because it was, like, so good. I cried. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. It was just so good. But yeah, that's it.
Guys, I don't watch anything.
Yeah, you don't.
I used to, when I had a place to watch it with no interruptions and quietness and all that. I don't know. If I'm going to watch something, I need to give it my full attention. There, mm-hmm. I can't be having no shit going on around me. So, I unfortunately have not... The only thing that I watched recently is Squid Games. I binged it while everybody was asleep, so I was able to watch it.
You had mentioned that.
Squid Games, very good. Loved it. I'm upset because it was short as fuck.
Yeah, the ending was a little meh.
Yeah. But well, like, because it didn't end. That's the thing.
There's a second season out now, but I haven't...
It's because I think it's supposed to be, like, part of... The same season.
It is.
They just made one game into two seasons, I guess. But
they did. I think they did that on the first season too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang!
I think.
Dang!
I remember something like that happening too, but yeah, it was really, really annoying how it ended. But yeah, other than that, I haven't watched anything. Like, I tried starting that. What is that? The documentary that everyone was talking about.
Fire?
So, hold on. I mean.
About the
girl on, what is it called? It was about the girl who went missing.
I feel like I know what you're talking about because I think watched it. It's on Netflix, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember specifically.
Also, the Avicii documentary is really good.
Oh, yes. I did watch that.
It's on what?
Netflix.
Ooh.
Yeah, my mom. It's so funny. My mom didn't even know who he was and she just played it. And then I was like, oh, I was hooked. It's
really
good.
Wow.
I'm sorry. We'll put it up on the thing because I don't remember what it's called. I just started it, though. And again, interruptions started happening, so I was like, I'll watch it later. Mm-hmm. It's called Into the Fire, The Lost Daughter. Mm. TikTok recommended it, too, so that's why I was like, someone told me, like, you need to watch it. I'm like, okay. But I haven't got to it yet. That's it.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Should we rate these?
Yes, because I'm almost not going to be able to talk soon.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not that super. I feel something for sure, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
The taste, are we reading the taste? Because it tastes awful.
Yeah, that's what we do on this show.
Just overall, or I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do taste and then we'll talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Honestly, it tastes horrible. Like, but we've had worse. We've had that fucking pink drink, the motor oil
right,
drink.
Right. We've definitely had worse.
The freaking...
It was like strawberry.
The lemonade one.
The coffee one.
Well, that one was bad too. Mm-hmm. But no, the pink one, that literally tastes like
the one that we drank in
the house.
You said it tasted like mechanic or something like that.
Oh yeah.
We didn't even do a rating for that one, huh?
I think we did.
We did?
Oh. We gave it a zero.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean on the post.
No, because we didn't start. We started that late.
Sorry guys, we're all over the place. I'm gonna give this a 3 out of 10 just because.
Wow.
I mean, it's
for flavor.
It's for flavor. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. It's drinkable. I could drink it. It's not too terrible. Maybe a 2. Maybe a 2. Not a 0, but a 2. Because it's drinkable. You'll be fine. You'll survive. You feel this.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel so self-conscious with the camera now.
Oh, God. No, I was so talking, conscious of you.
Sorry, as we were talking, I'm like trying to hide. Yeah. I'm like trying to hide myself.
Okay, anyways, we feel it. So 10 out of 10 on that. Yeah. And we feel okay. Like, it's not anxious, right? It's not anxious.
No.
No, it feels, we're laughing. We're giggling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah, that's all for me.
Okay.
Tell me what I was going to say, 9 out of 10. But then I thought about it.
You know, so, you were gonna say 9 because of the filling, probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I like the feeling, especially after the second can. Like, I'm mellow. Like, you know, I do also probably want some snacks. Like,
I know.
I'm not even kidding.
I do have some chips inside.
But yeah, the feeling is nice. Granted, I don't know how much I would say I felt from like the first one, because I started drinking my next one like right after, so
I don't know
like what the effect of just one would have been.
True. Yeah,
but because now I feel like I've had a gummy, like straight up, like I had an edible.
Like, I know what you mean. I don't want to feel like that.
It's not bad for me. Like, I feel nice. I feel I feel stress free. I would like to unwind with this. Like, you know,
yeah.
The packaging is super sick. Honestly, like, a lot of information on it. The like oil slick effect, cute. The size of it is adorable oil too.
Effect.
But. The price point sucks.
Yeah. Like, the price. So I was trying to do the math. We paid how much in total?
It was like 57.
So 57. It took us, well, 2 drinks to fill it. We don't.
That we know of.
Yeah. But.
Because we didn't actually give it enough time.
Exactly. So 57 divided by 3. Say if you want 2 drinks each, that's $20. So $10 a drink, basically. Wait.
Oh. You did that in a weird way, but it does make sense.
Yeah.
Because you should... anyways.
But, yeah, in general, they're kind of pricey.
They're pricey.
Okay, but, like, $10 a drink, yeah, sounds ridiculous for this, but, like, we would pay $20 for a stupid-ass drink, like, at the bar, so I'm like, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. I feel like I'm looking at it in regards to, like, your... I guess...
Like, your background. Your backyard party drink.
Like, if I want to feel high, you know, I'd rather, like, get a pack of gummies or whatever.
Oh, I feel you.
Like, you know, you get more bang for your buck there, but again, like, you're probably drinking this to not feel, like, drunk. I don't know. This just seems high. Like an edible to me.
I understand what you're trying to say.
To finish this off, the taste wasn't the worst, and after the second can, I didn't care as much, but... I feel like I made some faces on some of those first sips.
Yeah,
I was like,
the first sips, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I would say maybe I'll give it a 5. A 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say 4. I was gonna give flavor a 4. Mm. I was making faces even on the second one, which I, you know, normally if it was a seltzer, I would have not cared. Mm-hmm. But the aftertaste on that second one was really hitting me. Like, oh, it was nasty. Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, it was drinkable, but the flavor does suck. But yes, mm-hmm. I feel pretty high right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Did you
give it already? I think we're gonna go have some snacks now.
Just cut it off.
Those are our reviews.
Bye.
Thank you guys. Come again.
Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell notification.
Yes, we need to say that more often. If you guys could comment down below, that'll give us more traction too.
Yeah. You should subscribe on your second email, their third email.
I don't get it. We have more followers on Instagram than subscribers on YouTube. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Okay. You have YouTube. Go on.
I'm so cold and I do want to eat chips, and I'm not supposed to because I'm on a diet.
Don't cut that out. I'm just kidding. Bye.
Bye.